Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift at 6:43 with Mike, Bo, myself, Allie Mack, and Dylan. And the NBA Finals are set in the Eastern Conference. Pacers eliminated the Knicks Saturday night, bringing the series to 4-2. Pascal Siakam had 31 points. Tyrese Halliburton had 21. Final score was 125-108, and the Pacers will take on the Thunder at OKC Thursday night at 8:30.
Yeah, I got to watch the end of this when I was at an engagement party that next door that I'll get to more of, and it was fun. It was fun watching the Knicks have no chance. I mean, the only person more disappointed than Dylan was Ben Stiller and all the trash he talked on Twitter. Have y'all seen this?
No.
He like Ben Stiller. I actually like it. I like it because it's funny. But Ben Stiller chirps on Twitter because he's a big Knicks fan, and I guess Spike Lee was probably disappointed as well. I love the fact that we have two small market teams playing for the NBA title. I'm just absolutely so happy about that. And I will say this, though. The Thunder are the favorite, easily. They swept the season series, and they've got my boy named Dort, I believe is my pronunciation.
Lou Dort, yes.
And Dort is pretty good at doing one thing, and that's shutting Halliburton down. Halliburton does not play well against the Thunder because of Dort, and that's probably one of the biggest factors in this finals.
I completely agree. And to me, what makes the Thunder the favorite is their ability. They can play well in the half court, and they can play well if the game is at a faster pace, which we know Indiana likes to play at a faster pace. So they're one of the few teams I think can do both well, play faster and slow things down in the half court. So I think it bodes well for them both if Indiana is able to run up the pace a little bit, I think they'll be fine. If the game slows down, I think that favors OKC even more. So I definitely have OKC probably in six in this one. But I do wonder what Indiana will do when the game does slow down and if they can be any better in the half court. Because if they can figure some things out in the half court, I do think this is the best matchup for the Thunder. Again, I still think the Thunder are the favorites, but after thinking long and hard to myself and having some conversations on the basketball court this weekend, I do think Indiana was the best matchup for OKC, but I do still like OKC in this one.
Obviously, cool night in Gainbridge Fieldhouse. When you look at what was going on in Indianapolis, Reggie Miller presents the trophy, everything else going on. Dylan, were you good with Tyrese Halliburton winning the not winning the MVP? Pascal Siakam gets it.
Yeah,
I think most people were cool with that, other than, I don't know, maybe Tyrese Halliburton.
Yeah, Tyrese didn't quite get the memo on time. But
oh, no.
Yeah.
Y'all have not seen this video. He got pump faked a little bit. He pump faked towards the trophy when they were announcing it, and it's like, oh, that's me. Oh, that's not me. Oh, they didn't say my name. They said Pascal Siakam.
That's
cringy.
People immediately, and this one was actually, like, he did this on purpose to be funny, but if you remember, like, during NBA All-Star Weekend, when Drewski, like, fake thought he was going to get the MVP award instead of, I forget the young man's name, they actually got it, but Drewski went up and he was like, oh, I didn't get it, but he was actually being funny, like, he did it on purpose. Tyrese Halliburton seriously thought he won it, and that didn't happen, so
it's
yeah.
It's definitely, yeah, it's like I said earlier, it's for me, it's shades of Kirk Cousins walking back in the locker room when Kadarius Hodge was about to get the water shower, and he kind of does the half jump on one leg, and it's like, nah, man.
This ain't your party, big
this
dog.
This ain't your spot. This ain't your spot, man. Yeah, just go ahead and back down with that. So that was interesting as well. And I think game one, what, Thursday? I think we're talking
Thursday, 8:30. And I was curious because you guys have been saying how long the playoff season has been going on for. It's like 6 months long. No, it started April 19th. And if it goes all the way, it could end June 22nd. That's not 6 months long.
It's 2 months.
It's 2 months.
That's hey, a long playoff, Allie.
It's
a long playoff.
How many playoffs in major sports did last 2 months?
No, I know. But it's not just 6 months. Saying. That's my point.
It might as well be 6 months. I mean,
it's been enjoyable this time around, though. Yeah. I will say that, like, there's been good games for the most part. It's been good series, good matchups. I think like Dylan was talking about, I think the finals is a good matchup as well, so I haven't minded as much. I guess when there's good content, when you don't, sometimes you watch these matchups and it's just a 4-0 sweep and you're like, we're just wasting time. Mm-hmm. Like, what are we doing? We got 20 teams involved in the postseason these days, like, get it out of here. But nonetheless, man, it is what it is. I do want to hear it real quick before we get to Mac Drive. I do want to hear about your engagement party you went to on Saturday. Your face kind of lit up when you said something about that. You were like, I went to this engagement party.
So my my neighbor, who's going to become my MGA partner, Carter, he got engaged, shoot.
Young cat, right?
He's like, 27.
Okay, yeah, that's a youth. He's still clinging on. Like,
also, it's kind of weird because his parents, like his mom and dad are like 50.
Yeah.
So I'm 40. I'm turning 42 this
month. You're like, I'm closer to your parents' age.
You're in no man's land. You're like, dude, I'm definitely closer to your father's friend than I am yours.
His dad was cracking me. His dad did like the longest keg stand of the night.
No kidding.
Wow, good for
him.
Whoa,
we had a keg. Yes, dude, that's my kind of engagement party.
I did not do one because I had bath time later.
that's what you call the maturation process.
His mom was like talking to me, and we were chatting, and she's like, well, I said, yeah, you know, Carter's younger than me. She's like, yeah, but you're only like, what, like 30? And I go, yeah.
Thank you.
I go, yeah. I go, let me tell you something. I'm closer to you in age than I am Carter.
It is such a weird thing, though.
It is.
Yeah, I mean, I think we all
trust
like.
Trust me. Having a 7-week-old at the party, at one point we walked over with Amy had in the Bjorn thing, whatever you call it, and then she had walked home. And talking to someone that was like only 8 years older than me.
Yeah. Did you did your buddy Carter have to give a speech? Any speakers at this engagement party?
There were speakers, but music was played. But I did meet a listener.
Listener.
Yeah, which is a funny part. And he's like, "Yeah, man, I listen every morning." And so I talked to him for a minute. Well, then I left.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. Was he talking trash?
And I don't know if he was talking trash. I don't know about it. I don't have a read on this because – and he, good dude. Really nice guy. And but it was like he walked over to my other neighbor, Andrew, and he's like, so you know Bo? Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So, like, he's exactly what I thought he was going to be. And so – My boy goes, okay. And he's like, so it's like, is he an a-hole? And
what'd your buddy say?
Maybe he goes, I'm.
He's a charming a-hole.
He goes, I'm just going to go ahead and put this out here. It's one of my best friends. And I don't think he knew how to take it. I don't think AB kind of knew what he meant. And I don't know if I knew what he meant. Like, because he said what he thought.
Did you big time this guy?
No.
Were you just like, yeah, man, hey, thanks for listening?
Wait, first off, why'd you say it in that voice?
Well, that's because that's
your
voice.
No, that's not how I talk to people. Okay. You know that. You know that.
All right, hey, man.
I only talk to you that way because you deserve it because you give me attitude on this.
Here we go.
I was like, no, I was really nice. Like, oh, something, man. And we talked for a minute, and I thought we had, you know, decent interaction, and something happened, and, you know, what? Stop talking. I mean, was I supposed to hold court? I don't know. But yes, I'm exactly what you think I am. And whether that's good or bad, I'm here for it.
Up for you to judge. Well, we got to talk about a high school senior who probably celebrated their graduation a little bit differently than the four of us did.
I'm terrified now.
Is it fair to assume that the four of us probably, after we graduated from high school, probably went to a party or two afterwards? Maybe.
Yeah,
maybe.
I can't remember what I did.
Yeah, we had a party. We had a place called The Bottoms. it was...
What?
I'm not even sure that's a pause. It's just...
Well, it was just...
just a question mark.
It was, it was an outdoor spot that was at the bottom of, like, there was a road. It was down at the bottom of it, and there was, like, a little creek and everything down there. We had an abandoned school bus that was hollowed out. Had some mattresses in and stuff, you know, if you stayed overnight.
Sounds like a horror movie.
Yeah.
The Shallows.
I mean, I guess it sounds like your senior night was a lot differently, went differently than this guy. A senior over at Tequila High School, his name is Michael Baker. He graduated from Tequila High School and then got a call that he needed to work a last-minute shift at Burger King.
Oh, no.
So he went directly from his graduation to Burger King. He's still wearing all his stuff, his medals, and he is serving customers proudly. Now, a woman named Maria Mendoza, she came through the drive-thru, noticed this, and he's smiling. He's not upset about it. And she took a photo with him, took a selfie, put it online, and did a GoFundMe to raise money for Michael for college.
Nice work, Maria.
Okay, so this story has caught some steam. 11 Alive put it out there. It's been on the New York Times. Like, it's been everywhere. So that GoFundMe has gotten up over $170,000.
Wow.
Michael, your college is paid for.
Well, He's not, hopefully, unless he goes somewhere really expensive.
So, well, I mean, that's what you get for not going to the bottoms. I'm your curious. Senior night.
Easy.
He was like, I'm headed to the bottoms. Oh, man, I got to go to Burger King.
I mean, I'm sorry. I mean,
I hate that they called him in, though.
Well, I think it's a bad move by the manager. The manager should have went in.
Come on,
well,
man,
he also could have said no, so clearly he was okay with it. But what's amazing about this story is Mikhail didn't even know this thing was going viral. Maria then showed back up at Burger King to see Mikhail and told him, like,
hey, look,
I put this GoFundMe up and you have all this money.
That's really neat.
Absolutely insane. If you want to see more about the story, I have tweeted it out.
Yeah, at 99. Good for
Maria's the hero here.
Yeah.
She really is. Yeah, I mean, that's awesome, man.
I mean, I'm happy for him, but she's the hero. You know,
I don't know. I'm frustrated with this manager still. Come on,
she could take a finder's fee, like 10%.
No. I'm curious. I wonder what his, like, the next chapter in the story's got to be, like, where he's planning to go to college.
Right.
I'd be curious to know, like, what his, you know, where his sights are set as far as that goes. Because, obviously, he has options now.
Right, absolutely.
Not terribly worried about financial aid.
Absolutely. And you could, you know, since you have a little bit of an issue with his manager calling him in, I will note that my niece, when she graduated, we went to eat where she waits tables, and on the door, it literally had a note that said, it's high school graduation, we're closing early today,
everybody
is celebrating.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah,
that's
I like that.
Yeah.
You know, and as frustrated as I probably get, I've probably rolled up to a fast food joint or two in my day where you're like, hello, is anybody there? Hello? Is this thing on? As frustrated as that would make me, if there was a sign that said, hey, we don't have workers, then I'd be probably cool with that.
I actually did that when we were in the hospital with Pork Chop. It was like 9 o'clock. I was like, I'm hitting Zaxby's up.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And I pulled up, and I was like, sat there for a second, and I started to drive away. All of a sudden, here, uh-huh. So I had to, like, put the truck in reverse.
Oh, man. Yeah, I think Lindsay was having when she was pregnant, I think she was having a craving for crystals up in Alpharetta is the closest one.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I rode up there, and it's supposed to be like 24 hours. Like, no, nobody would answer. I'm like, hey, man, there's got to be somebody in there.
My wife's having a baby.
They probably were there. They were just like, yeah, we're not.
Pregnancy cravings.
We're not giving this guy his sack full.
Pause. I will.
That is an order at Crystal's, Dylan. It's not a pause. Educate yourself,
whoa,
son.
So far, during this segment, you have said bottoms and sackfuls.
Yeah. Anyways.
Well.